This is Health Frontiers, and I'm Lexi Ross. Each year, unbeknownst to most Americans, we are absolutely bombarded by extra low frequency waves that can cause almost every disease or ailment known to man. And tonight, we're going to be talking to our special guest, Ken Lesser, who is a student of what I call electric smog, and how we might protect ourselves from that harmful electromagnetic, what I call electromagnetic radiation that harms our bodies. So good evening, Ken, and how are you doing?
Doing very well, Lexi. Thank you so much. And how about you?
I'm doing great, and I'm really excited to talk about this topic because it was one that I began studying about, 20 years ago, and when people weren't even hardly thinking about what these electromagnetic frequencies can do to our bodies. And I know that you are an expert in this field, and I want you to talk about what you do and how you got involved in this. What made you come to this science?
Thank you very much. It's interesting, the twists and turns in our lives. I moved in 1984 into a beautiful house that was in an upscale Denver, Colorado suburb next to an elementary school and a beautiful park. What was so interesting was that in this lovely setting with beautiful children around and well-educated families, right over the school, the park, and the house that I had moved into were these huge high-tension power lines. We all saw them. You could stand near them and hair would stand on end. You could hear the crackling of the electricity.
My gosh.
Yes, intense. And yet myself and all the families around, they just looked at them and considered them a bit of an eyesore, but nothing more than a visual nuisance. As you know, now, and as hopefully most of your listeners now realize, the intense electromagnetic energy from those power lines, as well as from many other sources, is actually extremely negative to our well-being. And so that was my initial exposure. I was at the time doing studies in holistic health, and that hadn't really come up as a subject. I was looking at nutrition, the power of the mind, and so I spent 2 years in that setting, and at the end of 2 years, the difficulties that the happy, friendly people, when we all moved in, we were getting along so beautifully, but by the end of a year, the initial group of us that were there had split up, and I stayed another year, and some more people came in, and by the end of the second year, things had just fallen apart again so terribly, I decided to move to a different part of town and just get away from that area.
Well, was it just in terms of your emotional irritation, or were there diseases? What was going on?
Well, what was interesting is that when you look at the research, there are so many health conditions that are linked to electromagnetic pollution. For myself, over the 7 year period that I was in this exposure, my symptomology came out to be chronic fatigue, depression, anxiety, irritability, just an intensification of the stress load. And what was so confounding about it is during this period, as my health was deteriorating in these ways, I went to holistic practitioners who highly regarded, really great practitioners doing a lot of good work for other people. Each one that I went to, I would get some temporary relief, but nothing lasted. And sadly, it became very frustrating. Now, in retrospect, 2020 hindsight, you know how good that is.
Right.
I now know that electromagnetic fields were the cause of the difficulties that I was experiencing. Unfortunately, none of the practitioners that I went to ever asked a question one about my exposure levels. And so it wasn't until 7 years into the experience of living under power lines that someone brought that to my attention, that there was some negative consequences, and then suggested some equipment that I could invest in to make a difference.
I see. By the way, before we go any further, our call-in number is 888-268-4313. If there's anyone out there in the listening audience that wants to call in and ask any questions, please feel free. That's what we're here for. So, tell me, was it the mechanisms themselves that began to educate you to a wider, you know, electric smog, or was it, you know, tell me how that evolved?
Well, what was so interesting is that a friend of mine had purchased some equipment. He got the equipment that was there to help his high-end stereo system to sound even better. And the equipment was designed to stabilize the electrical energy going into his equipment and improve the sound quality, improve the functioning of the equipment. And this was being done by working with the electromagnetic energies, making them more coherent. So his concern when he bought the equipment wasn't so much about the negative effects on himself personally, but it was that he could get equipment that addressed electrical pollution and have his stereo sound better. This was a gentleman that introduced me to the concept and to some people making equipment. I became curious because I was more than willing, after all the stress and fatigue and just expense that I'd put out without any results, I figured, okay, invest a couple hundred dollars and get a device. I was happy to do that. And wow, I am just amazed at the difference that I experienced within about 3 weeks.
Is that the same devices that you're using now?
Yeah, it's the same technology. On my website, www.advancedliving.com, there's a button on the left-hand side of the homepage for the quantum products. And in that section, a person would see what's called a comfort clock, a small digital clock, in which the electronics inside of it have been specially modified so that when it's plugged in, it literally becomes an electromagnetic pollution mitigation device.
Uh-huh.
So that you're in the midst of the electro pollution, but it becomes so harmonized and stabilized, so much coherent energy is added to the whole circumstance that the stress is just wiped out.
How does that work?
It's pretty sophisticated quantum physics theories that are really over my head and probably most of the listeners. But one of the simple ways to understand what's going on is if we think about electromagnetic fields that are not stabilized or not treated or conditioned in some way, if we just think about those untreated EMFs, they're like being around a good friend that's in a bad mood. Oh,
uh-huh.
And you know how hard that is.
Right.
Oh, folks, I mean, we love them, and when they're in a bad mood, the energy they put off is yucky.
Right.
Well, and that's literally what it's like for the body to be around unconditioned electromagnetic fields. It is an irritant to us. And, of course, most people have so much stress that they aren't able to separate which component of their stress is electromagnetic related. They just know they're under stress. When we use certain of the products that I carry, essentially by conditioning the electromagnetics, what we're able to do in the metaphor is to change the mood of our friend that was in a bad mood to a good mood. And, you know, when you're around your friends in a good mood, the energy that they're emitting is quite compatible with you and is even delightful to be around.
Right.
And that's
so
literally.
Is it done with other electric fields, or is it done with magnetics?
This is a device that uses special electronics and circuitry and special algorithms encoded onto microcircuitry. And by doing this, the energies become stable and coherent in different size areas around it. So that's one of the things. It's a little bit of still a sophisticated quantum physics.
Is that what's often referred to as microcurrent technology?
I'm not sure if that would be the same thing.
It sounds very similar to me.
Okay. Well, then it may well be. The nice news with this kind of stuff is, like with the quantum, in the early 90s, one of the head of the laboratory of brain research in Moscow went and checked out some of this quantum stuff, because some of the research was showing that by having this equipment plugged in, that there were actually positive effects on the brainwave patterns. And this is pretty exciting, because as the brainwave activity became more orderly, what was noticed is that oftentimes there was more creativity, less stress, greater productivity, improved health.
Well, so, let's talk about what these negatives, what I call electric smog, can do to us, and what are the various things that it comes from. Now, I personally cannot sit in front of a computer. I even my laptop makes me feel very agitated. Sometimes I get so bad that I just have to get up and walk away and take some deep breaths, because I feel almost panicky, especially if I have to sit for 4 or 5 hours at a time. What are some of the other things that affect us that people wouldn't even imagine?
Well, in our electric world, literally anything that uses electricity, it may be the hairdryer, it may be the blender, the coffee maker, the microwave oven, our electric range, power tools around the office, the adding machine, the fax machine, literally the wiring in the walls. It is so insidious, because our
would be electric blankets too, then, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I know that's kind of a bad one. and so many people sleep next to cords on the wall, for instance.
Yes.
I had to literally, and as much as I am aware of these kinds of things, I was sleeping in a bed that had cords behind me, and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't sleeping. And one of my friends, who's very knowledgeable, came over and he said, "You know what? I think you need to sleep at the bottom of your bed instead of at the top. I think you'll get a better night's sleep." And as soon as I did, it was better.
Yeah, yes,
it's amazing.
The principle of prudent avoidance to lower the exposure level a little bit, which is helpful, as
right.
You noticed. One of the interesting things, some of the other Russian research was quite telling, because there are standards that have been suggested in different parts of the world. 1 milligauss standard is a safe level, or 2 milligauss, or 2.5 milligauss. What's been so interesting is that...
Wait a minute, you're saying milligauss?
Yeah, milligauss is one of the measures of the intensity of magnetic field.
I see.
When you have an electromagnetic field, there's a combination of an electric field and a magnetic field. And the gauss, or milligauss, 1/1000th of a gauss, is the measure of the intensity of the magnetic field. Some of the Swedish standards for computer monitors were such that the maximum that they felt safe was about 2 milligauss. The EPA, at one point in time in the 90s, was considering a safe standard of 1 milligauss, but that never did become official. And what's so interesting is that the Russian research, which was extensive in this, as well as the Swedish government did years of research too, the Russians, they said that if you wanted to have a level of the electromagnetic exposure that was not stressful, it needed to be below 1/1000th of a milligauss.
Wow.
Yeah, so the 1 milligauss proposed safe standard is actually 1,000 times higher than what the Russians would consider safe.
Well, now, is there some sort of a regulation for appliances and things that are created in our country? Does the FDA or the AMA or whoever regulates those kinds of things, are they checking to make sure that appliances are not coming out with such a toxic radiating effect?
No. What is happening quietly behind the scenes is companies like that make electric blankets, they have done some work to reduce the amount of EMF. This is going on behind the scenes because with the intensity of the litigation that goes on in our country. If a company was to stand up and say, come buy our product because we have reduced your electromagnetic exposure, they would be opening themselves up potentially for litigation by the people that were buying the products that were there before.
Yeah.
And so it's more something that has happened behind the scenes. It will be over the years some things that will come out that'll speak about that. But it's really, that's what is taking place on some of these appliances. A lot of them, it's considered a non-issue. For men, if they're using an electric razor that's plugged into the wall, that's another source. I mean, just literally everywhere we turn. And then beyond that, the more obvious things, we have, the intense power lines. Power lines are so intense that a person can take fluorescent tubes that aren't plugged into anything, go stand underneath a power line, and the fluorescent tubes will light up.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, my God. That's frightening.
Yeah. That's the kind of stray energy that's going on around that setting. And of course, most of us, if we've had an experience of ever being in our car with the AM radio on, driving under power lines,
You
notice what that does to the radio signal?
Sure.
Yeah, it just scrambles it. Well, I mean, that's a crystal transmission device. Imagine our brain that is sending billions of signals and is even more delicate. Imagine what can happen to that.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because there's I live in Atlanta, and the city has changed so much, and they've put up so many buildings, and it's just chaos now in so many areas. And there's one area that I drive by, it's called Sydney Marcus Boulevard, where my brain literally becomes jammed. I can't think. I'm totally disoriented.
Mm.
And I've noticed it every time I drive by there. And I'm wondering what is in that area. I can't recall that there's high tension wires, but I'm thinking, well, maybe it could be a, a cell phone tower?
Maybe a cell tower.
Yeah. How much does anybody have any idea how many frequencies of our destructive frequencies are coming off these towers?
It's not for sure of how many. What has been looked at is there really a problem with them? And there are some references that indicate, yes, some research that's showing higher incidences of brain tumors from cell phone users. People living by these stations, the towers that are the cell towers.
Uh-huh.
That's another intense area.
And we don't even know where those are half the time.
They're well disguised because the cell companies, which are aware of the problem, but of course play it down. I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and our society depends so much on the advantages of cellular communication. So we like it, and it's just unfortunate that a dear friend like that could be stabbing us in the back. What the cell companies have turned to is paying churches, schools, different organizations money to place cell towers like in the steeples of churches or
in
the attics. Oh, I'm absolutely serious.
Oh, my goodness.
So that you can't see that they're there, but they're there, and they're broadcasting those energies. And in some instances, it's, of course, right where a lot of people would be. There's offers to place them on schools, and some schools will allow it and others won't.
I had no idea they were doing that. That's pretty scary.
Well,
let me ask you this. When you're holding up a telephone, a regular telephone, to your ear, is that as harmful as a cell phone? Or, you know, I'm sure it's not, but over long-term use, can it be just as detrimental?
Well, there's two categories, essentially, the wireless phones and then your regular landline.
Uh-huh.
The ones that are more intensely negative are the wireless.
Right.
So it could be a cell phone, or it could just be one of the wireless phones that you use in your home that doesn't have the long distance capabilities, but is still a radio frequency transmitter between the base of the phone and the headset. Or the handset. So, literally we're looking at that kind of a circumstance with any of the wireless communications. And another area where this type of wireless thing is growing rapidly, many homes with computers or multiple computers, the husband has a computer, the wife, maybe the kids, and they're all hooked up to wireless networks because it's so much more convenient. Well, that's another broadcasting tower in the house.
Oh, so the tower is actually in the house?
And this would be a broadcast tower for the computer network.
Oh, really? And it's constructed in the house?
Well,
outside the house?
Well, this piece of construction is separate from the cellular towers that the cell phone companies put up.
But I mean, it would be in proximity of the residence.
Well, these are actually small units that would be included, like, inside of a computer or a small external unit.
I see.
But it's just like when you have a portable phone set up, the broadcast tower is in the main housing of the phone itself. And then the phone that you walk away with, the handset, has an antenna on it.
I see.
And so...
Boy, I'm going to stop talking on my head because I talk far too much with my... With my, you know, regular, just walking, what do you call it, not stationary, what do you call the phones you walk around with?
Oh, yeah, the portable phone?
Just the portable phone. I talk on those constantly.
Right.
In my business because I'm always interviewing people. And I'm going to have to put my little, earphones on instead. Because, you know, that's just all stuff that's bad for your body.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things that we want to look at is how to get ourselves out of those kinds of stresses.
Well, now let's talk about some of the, I know that some of the diseases that can happen around, say, for instance, towers. I know that people have turned up with tumors and cancer and even cases of leukemia with kids who are exposed to, say, go to schools and they have a tower next to their school or they have a tower next to their home. What are some of the other, besides, you've already mentioned chronic fatigue, what are some of the other, I know there's a long list, but what are some of the things, because I don't think people have any idea of how destructive these frequencies can be.
Sure. Well, that's, it's kind of yucky, but I guess we should really take a moment and be aware of it.
No, I really want you to elaborate that. Because
okay, these are so conditions that have been linked to EMF exposure. It doesn't mean that it's causing these disease conditions. I look at it as a contributing factor.
Uh-huh.
It's just like if we think of extra stress, like extra weight in a backpack, the weak link in a chain breaks first, right? Well, whatever a person might be a little weak in an area, maybe one system of their body, another system, that the electromagnetics that act as an intense stress factor would be one of the contributing factors to breaking that weak link. So there's been research indicating a connection between EMF and leukemia, bladder cancer, lymphoma, cataracts, learning disabilities, hyperactivity, miscarriage, convulsions, memory loss, allergic reactions, insomnia, dizziness, impaired immunity, anxiety, a whole range of different cancers, liver cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, chronic fatigue, autism, sudden infant death syndrome, stillbirth, suicidal tendencies, nausea, high blood pressure, hormone imbalance, melanomas, Down syndrome, the attention deficit, ADD, and if a person isn't necessarily diagnosed, how many people aren't dealing with feeling like a little overwhelmed, wanting to be better organized?
Well, me?
Yeah. And so we don't have to be ADD to be experiencing some of the debilitating effects. When EMF isn't treated, the brain isn't able to process information as easily, and it's harder for a person to make their best choices. And essentially, when we don't think clearly and we make mistakes, there's a price, right?
Absolutely.
And so by addressing the EMF, literally helps clear thinking and helps improve focus and concentration. I mean, it's been linked to Alzheimer's, to confusion, to eye strain, to irritability, to headaches, jet lag. So those are a pretty intense list of conditions.
I was noticing, actually, when I flew back from Colorado recently, all the televisions that they had on the plane and all the electronic devices that come around your seat now. And it did occur to me. I thought, holy mackerel, we're sitting in an electrical nightmare here. You know, I mean, when you get on a plane, you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an airplane is, you know, around airports and just the airplane itself, an intense amount of electronics. And of course, when you get up high in the air, there's more of a ultraviolet radiation because you're higher up in the atmosphere. And of course, the oxygen quality on planes doesn't tend to be great either. So
it's awful.
Yeah, it's just
it's as bad as the water they give you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
My former husband, you know, used to say even about the food, well, they give you something green and something brown.
Uh-huh.
But now you don't even get that, and everything is microwave, so that means it's zapped, you know, so there's no food value at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that people are so unaware of how much dead or how much anti-life it surrounds us. You know, it's like we're walking into seas of anti-life. Of where our bodies are just being bombarded consistently with energies that are not helping to produce vitality in our bodies. You know, it's amazing that any of us are healthy.
Exactly. It is literally more of a challenge than most people realize. As a species, we don't reproduce that fast. We don't adapt. If we were a bacteria, some of the insects, that many generations happen in a short amount of time, eventually we could adapt. 100 years into this, that's just a few generations for the human species. And unfortunately, that's not near enough time to adapt. Plus, if you look at the studies in chiropractic, D.D. Palmer developed chiropractic 1895. His son, B.J. Palmer, in the mid-1930s, 1936 to be exact, wrote a book called The Known Man. In this book, imagine back in the 1930s, there was some, but not a huge amount of electrical activity.
Right.
The population was much lower, and there wasn't a lot of electronic stuff going.
No,
most
people fueled their houses with coal.
It was, you know, growing, and he wrote in his 1936 book that using electrical equipment and the effects of the electrical fields coming off the wiring and the equipment was interfering with the human nervous system as well as negatively affecting some of his equipment that he was using in his office. So it's been known to some people, and yet because electricity brought so much convenience with different appliances, this has been craved and increased and increased. There was in Reader's Digest in 1980, they compared the 40 years previously between 1940 and 1980, the increase in electromagnetic activity. And they determined, and it sounds strange, but it was literally over a 1 million time increase in the exposure in that 40-year period.
Between
1940 and 1980.
Wow.
The amount of electromagnetic exposure went up, you know, literally over a million times. And imagine between 1980, we started to see, you know, more computers now.
And think about the increase of cancer, Ken,
during
that time period, too. That was when, I mean, cancer, when I was a young girl, was if somebody came down with cancer, we were just absolutely shocked. And today, it's every other person will have cancer.
That's right.
And so, you know, that obviously has played a role in the stress that's put upon our bodies.
Yes, yeah. I mean, to me, that's part of the inspiration that Well, I kind of look back now fondly on the 7-year period that I lived under power lines and the debilitating effects I experienced, because the net result of that is in finding equipment that mitigated that stress for me personally. And now I'm celebrating, well, September of this year was 12 years that I've been working with this kind of equipment.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, now let's get into the difference that the products have made in your life and what you know, how you've experienced the improvement.
Well, for me, one of the things that's exciting is I was what I would consider the classic case of a jack of all trades. Over the lifespan, I had tried many different jobs, and there was an article, literally, I now know that I was dealing with ADD from childhood, but it wasn't severe enough to be diagnosed, yet it was still a part of my life. And so I'm sensitive enough to electromagnetics that growing up, in the normal community with the normal amount of electromagnetic in the background had a debilitating effect on me. And that showed in an ability to where I wasn't able to think as clearly. So I noticed growing up, I would pick friends that were less sensitive to this stuff. They could think more clearly, and so that's how I picked friends. With guys that I liked and that were faster thinkers than I was.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so...
Well, that was smart of you to do that.
I mean, I just began to wonder, well, what was going on, but it wasn't really something that was brought up, and it wasn't severe enough. I got through high school, I got through college, but went from job to job to job, and then when I tried getting off on my own, I was basically, I could carry through on some of the initial excitement of building a business, but that doing the simple repetitive tasks, the left brain, do this, do that, and those repetitive simple tasks, I would get distracted, lose interest, that one enterprise after another would flounder. It was so amazing because it got much worse during that 7-year period that I was under power lines. And then when this equipment came into my life, I was so delighted because all of a sudden I was able to focus and concentrate to the extent that within 6 months of having this equipment into my life, I realized how important it was and was able to organize and plan going to a large chiropractic seminar. I was in Colorado and this was in Chicago, Illinois, and it was literally a substantial task, and on my own I designed and had materials produced and planned signage and just all that's necessary to put together going to a large chiropractic event with several thousand doctors. That's a pretty substantial task, especially for someone that couldn't stay organized and focused on little things.
Right.
And so what a huge turnaround. And I have literally sustained this business for 12 years and served many thousands of people's needs. So,
well, let me ask you this. What particular, what did you start with first? Which one of
the initial thing was the comfort clock, a small digital clock that was plugged in, and I did a little muscle testing initially, and it showed that it was making a difference. I couldn't feel anything. At the time that I first came to this, I was so stressed out and so frustrated that my mind, if you talk about negative mind chatter, I could have won a contest for negative mind chatter. I felt like I had drunken sailors in my brain. Just, you know, so irritated.
That's very frustrating.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, everything was literally a mess, externally and internally in my mind. And the house was a mess, but, you know, all around me. It was just representing that chaos. Within a few weeks of having this device plugged in, I noticed that while the mess around me in my environment was still the same, my mind had begun to come down a little bit. And it was taking place slowly but steadily, and it was like, wow. I still wasn't cheery and happy, but it was like, geez, I was less ranting and raving. And I said, okay, something's going on here. And then I began to look into it some more, and then I added some more equipment, because now when you look at the product line, there are devices that, depending upon the circumstances, it can cover small to very large areas, or if someone has some pretty intense needs, we can get different pieces of equipment to really address many ranges of sensitivity. So
are we talking about, I know that you have a pendant that supposedly protects the body. That's how I got introduced to your thing, was my friend had one of your pendants. And was it that you went from the clock to the pendant, or was there something else you were utilizing?
The pendant got added in later.
I see.
So there's a combination that is now available. If someone goes to the advancedliving.com, I joke with people. I tell them before that I tried retarded living and it just didn't work out well at all. But excuse me. Anyway,
no, that's all right.
So advancedliving.com, what I have that to me are my two favorite are the bioelectric shields, a pendant with a matrix of 5 crystals inside, and then different combinations of metals that influence how strong or potent the shield is, and then the quantum products that have a range, like there's a quantum comfort clock, there's a quantum home unit that rather than being a clock, it's a small box that's plugged in. Then there's a quantum pro, another small box with electronics inside of it that can cover 10,000 square foot area, or in a smaller home, provide more intense levels of coherence. And then there's even a super pro that's 5 times as powerful as the pro.
Now, do these things actually, these are emitting, again, extra low frequency waves, right?
What they're doing is they work with the electrical current in the house.
Okay.
And so the...
But I mean, they're not, I mean, there's, the reason I'm asking the question is that there's a number of electronic units now that do emit microcurrents that actually deter or help disease. These products that you have don't do that, right?
Well, what they're doing, and this is where it's very interesting, they're not designed specifically as healing instruments. And yet... if we take a look and pause for a moment and notice, what do the doctors say is the number one cause of practically every disease?
Stress.
Exactly. They say 80 to 90 to 95% of the underlying cause of practically any disease is some form of stress. And what I'd like to share with you, for instance, here's just an example. There's a retired couple, Agnes and her wonderful husband, down in Palm City, Florida. She'd heard about my work through a friend and decided to give me a call and got a comfort clock and place it in the bedroom. They had been dealing with headaches and irritability. She said her husband was just so argumentative that it the least little thing would set him off. And what is so wonderful was that just by adding the comfort clock into the bedroom, that they started sleeping through the night beautifully, said they slept like babies, and that noticed a very positive change in her husband's overall disposition. Said he doesn't yell anymore and seems much more low-key. And in the past, said it would seem as though she couldn't even ask him a question because he was just ready for an argument. And now his disposition has just gotten so much better.
You know, I was just thinking, what about a person, you know, like a man who runs a factory or something and has to be where there's electronic equipment, machines and things all day long? I mean, and what that must do to them, and, you know, why some men probably come home from work angry and they don't even think about it, that it's the electric smog in their offices.
Yes.
Or the mechanical vibrations from the machines that they're being bombarded with.
Sure. Well, one example, John, who's a service manager of an auto repair shop, he's been around stress and deals, of course, you know, with the mechanics who are under pressure and the customers who my gosh, I don't know about you, but car repairs always seem to be a lot more than I think they'll be. and so he wrote a nice letter, because he was talking about that being a head service writer at a busy auto repair facility, that high pressure is typical, and that it, you know, he had trouble because he has to constantly multitask to keep both the nervous and fussy customers happy while being a mentor to the mechanics for all the troubles that they might encounter. So he is literally like taffy at the taffy pull, getting pulled in a lot of directions. And he put some comfort clocks into his facility and ended up saying that they reduce the stress, you know, at his work and soothe and calm the customers who come to the counter to discuss things, you know, or while they're in the waiting area. And he mentioned that he's thinking more clearly and better organized.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I noticed that you had, go ahead, were you going to say something else?
Oh, well, so he ended up deciding to get one of these for his house, and lo and behold, they noticed that they were sleeping better and waking more refreshed.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I got
You mentioned at some point that even that these can help children who are hyperactive or dealing with attention deficit disorder, and that they can help the elderly. And I was wondering if you wanted to elaborate on that.
Oh, boy. Yes. I mean, that's something that, what's her name? Dr. Maiwia Claiborne. There's an unusual name for you. And Dr. Claiborne, she, a psychologist and an author, wrote a book, How to Remember Your Bliss. She wrote a wonderful letter. She was dealing with a circumstance for her mom, and she got one of the more powerful units, the quantum home unit. And she was mentioning that by plugging that in, that, well, she talked about that in her research, of course, that she has been aware of the deleterious effects of electricity in her living environment. And then when her mother, a senior citizen, began to experience a heightened sense of fear and paranoia following the installation of electrical security system surrounding her bedroom in the facility, Dr. Claiborne felt that the electricity might be at the root of her problem. So she decided to try one of these quantum home units. And she writes that the improvements in her mother's disposition and peace of mind since she bought one of the quantum homes units for her as a Christmas present have just been dramatic.
Wow.
She said, when I call her, she no longer gives me reports regarding suspicious happenings in the neighborhood. She seems to have a more even positive state of mind, and she told me that she goes to bed earlier, sleeps like a baby, and wakes up earlier feeling fresh and calm. She states that she no longer feels jittery when at the home. So,
well, that is marvelous to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, so that's one of the factors that when a health level is compromised, or when a person is more vulnerable, the elderly, the very young, the babies, the children, someone who is run down, the immune system is run down, whenever we're more vulnerable, the negative effects of the electromagnetics just go off the scale. It's literally, they kick you when you're down.
So it must be like a razor or against your nervous system.
It is literally an irritant. I mean, if you imagine, I don't know if you've ever played around with people where someone will shuffle across their feet across the carpet and then come up touch your ear or your neck or something and just give you a little shock.
Yeah.
We've all played games with that. I mean, and it's, you know, it's irritating.
Very much so.
To say the least. I mean, you don't have people, you know, kids might play around with it a little bit, but it's like no one says, do that to me again. It felt so good.
You know, we're kind of running out of time, but I wanted you to comment on how the EMF pollution can affect our consciousness and spiritual lives. I'd like to wind up with that because I think that's...
Oh, well, this one, I mean, get ready for this.
Okay.
Some of your people may or may not have seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? And in that movie, there is something about the effects of meditation, where in 1993, 4,000 transcendental meditation, TM meditators, were taken to Washington, D.C., and when they all meditated together, they brought enough coherent, stable energy through their meditation to lower the crime rate in Washington, D.C. 25%.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so, I mean, just to kind of give you a context of what positive things can happen when you increase the level of coherence. Well, one way, of course, is by meditating. Well, what's so interesting is that electromagnetics, untreated, are a stress factor that literally disconnects us from ourselves. One of the ways that you know this in terms of consciousness, let's say you have a nice piece of food, a sandwich or something that's tasty, and you're in the middle of the city. If you went on a picnic in a nice, pristine environment and ate the exact same food, most people would comment, geez, this food tastes so much better.
That's true.
And it's not a difference in the food itself. It's actually a difference when you get out of the
electromagnetic sensitivity. Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden we reconnect to ourselves. So
right.
There's a number of people that are meditators that talk about when they use the quantum stuff or the shield, they can meditate more deeply. They can connect to themselves. Therapists will say that when they're working with someone and they're trying to figure things out, to go inside and get answers, to access different states of awareness, of consciousness, that when they use this equipment, they're more able to access those states. There's a couple of people, Jack Canfield, some of your folks may have heard of him. He's one of the co-authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Sure.
And a very high conscious individual, and he's become a big fan of the comfort clocks and sent me a very, you know, exciting email. And another one that is a big fan of this, some of your friends out there in Radioland may have heard of Reverend Michael Beckwith at the Church.
I've actually seen Michael and his fabulous choir, and they're incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing individual that's so well connected. He and the church choir went to the United Nations to launch the Season for Nonviolence earlier this year at the end of January, and he uses the bioelectric shield. He's got a gold shield. And he also has the comfort clocks in his home and office, and wrote me a beautiful letter about how much he loves using them and how much of a difference it makes, and how he recommends these for people that want to purify and uplift their environment. And these men, Jack Canfield and Reverend Michael Beckwith, there's so much about consciousness.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit more about the shield and how it works on your body? Because we haven't really described that yet.
Absolutely.
Or what it looks like to the listening audience.
Well,
again,
the shield.
Hold on. Let me give the number one more time, 888-268-4313, in case there's any questions.
All right.
Yeah, tell us about the shield.
Okay. And while you're sharing that, let me also mention the advancedliving.com, advancedliving.com, and a toll-free number, 800-317-9969. Be happy to answer further questions for people. The shield, there's two designs for it. One is the classic round design that's about the size of a half dollar. Inside is a matrix of five crystals that were specifically selected to work as a team with the accents as well as the metals of the shield. The crystals, the metals, they're used. The whole design creates an effect where people that can actually see these things, there's some healers that see four levels of auras when they look at an individual. They don't just see an aura, they actually see four different auras. And they help the doctor in refining the design. And they would see where there was a vortex of energy that would be spun around an individual that would work to literally build their ability to deflect and redirect these energies. What they did with some scientific testing on the shield was to show with electrical acupuncture testing that meridians, you want them to be in balance. You don't want them over-energized. You don't want them under-energized. You want them just nicely stabilized. And people, when they would test them, when they'd have some iridians over, some under, when they'd use a bioelectric shield and retest them, what they found was that more of the meridians were coming into balance. They also did some computer myography testing, which is sophisticated strength testing that is used in rehab facilities when someone's been injured. They would test someone and get a baseline strength test with this equipment that's accurate to 1/10 of a pound. They would then sit them at a computer, retest them in 5 minutes, and people were noticeably weaker. Then they'd put on a bioelectric shield while they were still in front of the computer, wait another 5 minutes, retest them, and in the testing, 3/4 of the people that were tested, everyone was actually stronger with the shield on than without it. What was so amazing was that 3/4 of the people tested were stronger with the shield on in front of the computer than the baseline test when there was no computer exposure.
Wow.
So, the shield is very strengthening, and what people may not realize is that oftentimes they think, well, I'm not at a computer, I don't use a cell phone, it doesn't bother me. And yet what our testing has shown is that because we live in this polluted electric environment, it's like a fish that doesn't know it's in water. There is an ambient background electromagnetic exposure, and having the shield or some of these quantum things will lift us out of that stress. And I'm excited to let your listeners know that their timing couldn't be better to think of these for holiday gifts or for themselves.
That would make for a great gift.
Oh, on the website, we've got some specials on the shield where they can save huge, deep discounts. And there's also some special gifts that are unadvertised specials that people, when they place an order, can get 2 free bottles of sea silver, which is a liquid elixir of aloe vera, deep sea vegetables, and that would be almost an $80 value that will be included as an extra bonus. So this is fabulous. Get the proven shields, proven quantum products that'll lift them out of some tremendous stress and do it quite easily.
Uh-huh.
That to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know what one point I want to make. On these shields and on your products, because we only have just a minute left now, are they rechargeable? How long do they last?
Sure. Well, the shield is a permanent item, will last forever.
Okay.
Because of the living crystals inside, it's recommended that they be put in a daylight window about 6 hours once a month to recharge.
Okay.
And
the quantum home units?
And the quantum products, they just go and go and go. They don't need any maintenance to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Ken, this has really been exciting information for someone like me in particular who's very sensitive to electromagnetic fields. It's very exciting. And I really appreciate having you on the show, and I appreciate you sharing all this information with our listeners. And perhaps we can have you on again sometime in the future, because I have the feeling that you probably have lots of good stories that you could tell us about.
Oh, so many more in the 12 years, Lexi. Literally thousands upon thousands of people that have been lifted out of all kinds of different things.
I bet.
So.
Well, I just want to say thank you again. And
you're
this has
welcome.
Been Health Frontiers with Lexi Ross, and I'm bidding you all a good night.
Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.